All right, get ready to dive deep with us today as we explore the world of Mold Runner systems.
Mold Runner system.
Yeah, you know, those networks of channels that guide molten plastic into a mold, shaping all those everyday objects we use.
Oh, okay, those.
Exactly. They might seem simple, but they're actually pretty complex and fascinating.
I can imagine.
And today, we're going to uncover why achieving a balanced runner system is so crucial.
I'm all ears.
Perfect. So first things first, can you give us a quick rundown of what happens when a runner system is out of balance? What are the consequences?
Well, think of it like a highway system. You know, if one lane suddenly narrows, traffic backs up and everything slows down, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's kind of the same in a mold. If the runner system isn't balanced, you can get all sorts of defects like warping, sink marks. You might even end up with incomplete parts.
Wow, so it's not just about aesthetics then. It's about making sure the whole system works efficiently.
Exactly. An unbalanced system means wasted material, higher production costs, and ultimately, nobody wants a frustrated customer.
Definitely not. Now, you've been designing these systems for years. What were some of those aha moments that changed how you approach runner system design?
Yeah, you know, I used to struggle with getting those runner sizes just right.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'd think, it's just a small difference. How much could it matter? But then I started using CAE software, like Moldflow.
Oh, CAE software. It's like having a crystal ball for mold design, right?
Pretty much. You can actually see how the plastic will flow before you even make the mold.
That's incredible. Does that tie in to making sure the runner sizes are correct?
Absolutely. It's all about uniformity.
Uniformity.
Yeah. You know, making sure each runner has consistent dimensions.
So, like, if one runner is wider or narrower than the others, that could cause problems.
Exactly. Think of it like a race where some runners have a nice clear path while others have to go through these narrow winding sections.
That wouldn't be a very fair race.
Nope, not at all. It's the same with molten plastic. Uniformity ensures that it encounters equal resistance throughout the mold.
So we're literally talking about matching diameters.
Especially for circular runners, even a small difference in diameter can lead to uneven flow and pressure.
Because it's like a fluid, right? It'll always take the path of least resistance.
Exactly. If one runner is slightly larger, more material will flow through it, and that could starve other cavities.
Wow, so it's all about creating a perfectly level playing field for the molten plastic.
You got it. It's like setting up a perfectly choreographed dance for the plastic to flow smoothly into the mold.
That makes sense. But what about the shape of these runners? Does that matter too?
Absolutely. We have to think about the transitions between different runner sections.
What do you mean by transitions?
It's those points where the runner changes direction or width. You don't want any abrupt changes there.
Why is that? What happens if there's a sudden change?
Imagine a river, right? It's flowing smoothly, then it hits a sharp bend or a narrow gorge. What happens?
It gets all turbulent, right?
Exactly. And the same thing can happen with molten plastic. Abrupt transitions create resistance, making the flow unstable. You might end up with air pockets, uneven cooling, all sorts of issues.
So, like, designing the runners with gentle curves and gradual changes in width.
That's the idea. We want to create a smooth and effortless path for the plastic to follow.
And this is especially important for hot runner systems, right?
Now you're getting it.
Yeah.
Hot runner systems are a whole other level of mold design.
We were just talking about how hot runner systems keep the plastic molten throughout the whole process. No more sprue.
Exactly. But to do that, you need really precise temperature control.
I bet that's where those super sensitive sensors come in.
They're crucial. We need to constantly monitor the temperature at different points in the system. And with hot runner systems, it's a much more dynamic environment because everything is constantly hot.
So how does this tie back into the smooth transitions we were talking about?
Well, imagine a hot runner system with all these abrupt changes in the runner shape. The molten plastic is flowing along and suddenly it hits a spot where the temperature fluctuates.
Because of the shape change.
Yeah, that can lead to uneven cooling, warping, even degradation of the plastic itself.
So it's like a delicate balancing act, keeping the temperature right and making sure the flow is smooth.
It's like conducting an orchestra. Every instrument needs to be in tune for the music to sound right. With hot runner systems, we're orchestrating the flow of molten plastic. And those smooth transitions are like the seamless transitions between musical phrases.
That's a great analogy. So we've got uniformity, smooth transitions, precise temperature control. Is there anything else we should cover about basic runner design?
Actually, there's one more thing. Surface finish.
Surface finish. You mean like how smooth the runner walls are?
Exactly. It might seem like a minor detail, but it can have a big impact on the melt flow.
Really? I thought it was mostly about aesthetics.
Not at all. A rough surface can create friction, causing the melt to become turbulent.
So it's like comparing a bumpy road to a smooth highway. You're going to get a much smoother ride on the highway, right?
Precisely. We want to create a surface that's as smooth as possible to minimize any resistance to the flow.
And how do you achieve that?
There are techniques like hard chrome plating, which creates an almost mirror-like finish.
Wow, it's amazing how these seemingly small details can make such a big difference.
It all comes down to understanding how everything is connected, from the size and shape of the runners to the temperature, even down to the microscopic texture of the surface. It all plays a role in achieving a balanced system.
This has been so insightful. It's incredible how much complexity there is in something that most people never even think about.
It's one of those hidden worlds that's essential to how our world works.
And it sounds like we're just scratching the surface. I can't wait to dive deeper into the world of hot runner systems and the future of this field.
Me too. There's so much more to explore, especially with the incredible advancements happening with AI and new materials.
All right, well, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and dive into the fascinating world of hot runner systems and the future of mold design.
Sounds good. Welcome back.
All right, I'm ready to keep going with this. We were just talking about how hot runner systems keep the plastic molten throughout the whole process.
Right. No more sprue to worry about.
Exactly. Yeah. But how do they actually manage to do that? Keep it all molten, I mean.
Well, think of it like this. It's basically a network of tiny heaters strategically placed along the runner channels.
So it's like a series of mini ovens, each one keeping the plastic at just the right temperature.
You got it. And the cool thing is we can actually adjust the temperature of each zone independently.
So you can fine tune it as needed.
Exactly. It allows us to respond in real time to any changes in the melt flow.
Okay, but wouldn't all those heaters use a ton of energy? How do you balance the need for precision with efficiency?
That's where the design of the hot runner plate comes in.
The hot runner plate. Can you explain what that is?
It's basically the foundation for the entire system. It's typically made of a high-quality steel that's carefully designed to ensure uniform heat transfer.
So it's like a high-tech heating pad, making sure the temperature is consistent across the whole system.
That's a good way to think about it. And we use simulation tools to model the heat flow and make sure there aren't any hot or cold spots.
So it's not just about pumping heat into the system. It's about making sure that heat is distributed evenly.
Exactly. We want enough heat to keep the plastic molten, but not so much that it starts to degrade or burn.
It's like a delicate dance.
It is. And that brings us to another critical part of hot runner systems, the nozzles.
The nozzles? What do they do?
Think of them as the gatekeepers.
Gatekeepers?
Yeah. They control the flow of the molten plastic into each cavity of the mold.
So they're like tiny faucets, dispensing the molten plastic with precision.
Precisely. And just like faucets, there are different types of nozzles, each with its own pros and cons.
Like what?
Well, one of the most common types is the open gate nozzle. It's simple and cost-effective, but it can leave a little mark on the finished part.
A mark?
Yeah, a gate vestige. It's a small imperfection where the plastic flowed into the mold.
So if you need a perfectly smooth surface, you'd need a different type of nozzle.
Exactly. That's where valve gate nozzles come in.
Valve gate?
They offer a much higher level of control, and we can eliminate those gate vestiges.
That's impressive.
They are, but they're also more complex and expensive.
It's always a trade-off, isn't it? Cost versus quality.
It is, but with advancements in technology, valve gate systems are becoming more and more common.
Speaking of advancements, you mentioned valve gate hot runner systems earlier.
Oh, yes. Those are really game changers.
Why is that?
With valve gate systems, we have individual control over each cavity in the mold.
Individual control? You mean like turning the flow on and off to each separate part?
You got it. It's like having a team of microscopic robots carefully orchestrating the flow of plastic to create the perfect part.
That sounds incredible. What are the benefits of that kind of control?
Well, for one, we can mold parts with much more complex geometries and thinner walls.
And I imagine it would significantly reduce waste as well.
Absolutely. We're using only the exact amount of plastic needed for each part.
It's like we're unlocking a whole new level of precision and efficiency.
And we're just getting started. There's a whole universe of innovation happening in the field of hot runner systems.
Like what?
Well, technologies and increasingly sophisticated control algorithms.
It's incredible how technology is constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It really is. And one of the most exciting developments is the integration of artificial intelligence.
AI. In hot runner systems.
You heard that right. AI has the potential to revolutionize how we design, simulate, and control these systems.
So it's like having a super intelligent assistant helping you manage every aspect of the process.
Exactly. It's like having an invisible expert constantly monitoring the system, making sure everything is running smoothly and efficiently.
That sounds like it could eliminate a lot of the guesswork and trial and error that's often involved.
Exactly. And with AI constantly learning and adapting, we can achieve a level of precision and efficiency that was unimaginable just a few years ago.
AI, new materials, advanced sensor technologies. It seems like the future of hot runner systems is incredibly bright.
Absolutely. The possibilities are virtually limitless.
I'm excited to see what the future holds. This is all so fascinating.
I agree. And as we continue to push the boundaries of what's possible, we'll be able to create even more amazing and innovative products.
Wow, this deep dive into mold runner systems has really opened my eyes.
It's amazing, isn't it? All the complexity behind something we see every day.
Totally. And we were just talking about all those incredible advancements, AI, new materials.
Yeah, the future of this field is really exciting.
So what do you think that future looks like? I mean, how will these advancements actually change things?
Well, imagine a world where molds can, like, heal themselves,
Heal themselves.
Yeah, like they could detect and correct little imperfections in the runner system.
Whoa, that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I know, right? Or picture a system that adapts on the fly, like it senses changes in the material and adjusts the temperature and flow rates to keep everything perfect.
That would be incredible. And with technology moving so fast, it might not be that far off.
I agree. And it's not just about the tech itself, it's about how we use it.
What do you mean?
Well, AI could help us design molds that are more sustainable, less waste, less energy consumption.
That's a really important point. We can't forget about the environmental impact.
Exactly. Sustainability needs to be a core part of the design process, and AI can be a powerful tool for that.
So we've got self-healing molds, AI optimization, a focus on sustainability. What else is on the horizon?
Well, one area I'm really excited about is new material.
New materials.
Yeah. We're seeing these amazing breakthroughs in polymer science materials that are stronger, lighter, more versatile.
And I bet these new materials will push the development of even more advanced hot runner systems.
Exactly. It's like a cycle, The advancements in one area drive innovation in the other.
So it's like a co-evolution of materials and technology.
Precisely. For example, some of these new polymers need incredibly precise temperature control. Without modern hot runner systems, we wouldn't be able to work with them.
It's amazing to think what we might be able to create with these advancements.
Oh, the possibilities are endless. Lightweight, super strong components for airplanes, biocompatible implants for medical devices, even flexible electronics embedded in fabrics. Who knows what we'll come up with?
It's like the only limit is our imagination.
Exactly.
Well, this has been an incredible journey. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
I think the biggest takeaway is that innovation can pop up anywhere, even in something as seemingly ordinary as a mold runner system.
It's a good reminder to always stay curious and look for ways to improve no matter what you're working on.
Well said. There are hidden wonders everywhere if you just know where to look.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of mold runner systems. We hope you learned something new today and maybe even gained a new appreciation for the ingenuity that goes into creating the objects we use every day. Until next time, keep exploring.